to all the leaders who are listening to this right now. We love you. Let's give it up for all of our serve team. Thankful for you. We do these leadership talks on purpose. We're just trying to be intentional, make sure we all keep on growing. It's just a seed that we're sowing into the environment to say, okay, at least we're putting it in the soil. And we pray that just the whole ecosystem that God has created here at Shoreline City would just continue to water these seeds so we would be the leaders that God has called us to be. I like to take notes every single one of these. I pray that you are as well. And today we have one of our favorite people on the entire planet. Pastor Eric Sewing, ready to share. Let's go.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you. Love y'all a ton. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. I'm super excited about to get to talk. This is the final of our 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, y'all. So we did it, y'all. Give yourself like a round of applause. Serve team, hopefully you've listened to all of these. This is the final one. This is the law of respect. Okay. We're going to be talking about the law of respect. I was kind of giggling because this was the last one, you know, because when you think of like, oh man, talking about the law of respect, you know, like that's kind of a big deal, you know. And so I'm very honored to get to talk about the law of respect. When it comes to respect, I think the first thing you have to be is respectable. That sounds really simple. But it also can be very complicated in your life, you know. To be respected, you have to be respectable. And, you know, it's super, super important as leaders. This is something that I actually love about Pastor Zoran and Nika. We have had the opportunity to run with him for now, you know, over a decade. And, man, I've just seen them in front of people and behind closed doors. They're always respectable. There's a certain degree of character that they have and consistency that they have. But I also think it's important whenever it comes to not just like who you are as an individual, but I also think it's very important when you're with your walk with Christ, that you have a degree of respect, that you care, that you like care for yourself, and you also understand like, hey, I'm representing Jesus everywhere I go. I think really if you can get those two things, like the understanding of like, hey, I'm representing Jesus, and you know what, if I want to be respected, I have to be respectable. I think if you get those two things, it can really nail down. But John Maxwell goes on and he gives a list of six things, okay? And so we're going to jump through these and we're going to go through, how does a leader gain respect?
Okay, okay.
How does a leader gain respect, okay?
Let's do it.
Number one, respect for others.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
You gain respect by respecting those around you. If you're somebody that's rude and disrespectful, one time, this is a funny story. I used to work valet, and there was this guy at the hotel pulled up in a parking spot he was not supposed to pull up into, and I was like, hey man, you can't park there. And he got really, really upset. And at the end of it, he was like, I'm gonna sue you. I'm gonna call my lawyer and I'm gonna sue you. And I'm like, well, first of all, that escalated really quickly. And second of all, I was like, sir, what are you gonna sue me for? And he was like, for being disrespectful. Anyways, I was like, I don't know if you can do that. I don't know. Like, any lawyers in the room? Like, let me know, okay? But to gain respect as a leader, okay, if you feel like, oh, I want to be a more respectable person. I want my wife to respect me. I want my husband to respect me. I want my kids to respect me. I want my team to respect me. You first of all have to have respect for them and equal care for them. Number two, you have to have courage. You have to have courage. Whenever we think of courage, I think a lot of times we think of like the really big things, you know, like I remember, you know, when Pastor Earl the first time got up and talked, he's like, church family, we're believing $20 million. Let's do this. And I'm like, God can handle that's easy. But that also takes a lot of courage to stand up there and cast vision at that level. We're going to get this new building. We're going to change our city. Like it takes courage to cast vision at that level. So I think that is totally a courageous thing. But I think many times also courage, as a leader, is best defined as saying yes to the right thing. The courage to say yes to the right thing.
That's really good.
In the moment, what am I going to say yes to? In your personal walk with Jesus, am I going to say yes to this alarm clock? And am I going to get up and I'm going to spend some time with Jesus? Or am I going to say yes to snooze? That takes a certain quota of courage, right? But there's also these little micro moments, okay, where you're like, you're saying yes to doing the difficult thing. I think leadership, you can gain respect whenever those who are following you see you say yes to them at a certain degree of a detriment to yourself. So you're making a hard decision where you're going to have to do some extra work, but it's for their benefit. The courage to make that tough decision now builds respect as a leader. Okay, let's keep going here. Let's keep going. The next one, number three, success. Okay, how do you gain respect as a leader? Success. Okay, like winning speaks. Okay, it just kind of does. Okay, I think John Maxwell did a wonderful job of describing this. He's like, nobody is like, I'm looking for a mentor in my life. I'm looking for a leader who just fails. Said no one ever. Okay, said no one ever. Okay. So you got to get some W's under your belt, okay? You got to get some W's. Now, those can start with some small W's, right? Saying yes to courage and respecting others. Like, you can build this. You know, you can build this. You don't have to be just like the LeBron James winning championship. That's the only way I'm going to get respect. No, I think it starts with small things, right? But you do have to have a certain degree of success, okay? Number four, okay? We're just going to keep on flowing through these. Consistency. You want to gain respect as a leader. You have to be consistent. Yeah. I was talking with one of my best friends, and we were hanging out in my backyard, and he was telling me how he has this business idea, and he's like, if this business takes off, then in 10 years, I'll be able to retire. And he's like, man, I can't wait to just, I'm going to just retire. The businesses will run on their own, and I'm going to buy a house next to my dad, and we're going to golf every day. Aww. And I was like, hold on, stop. Stop the train here. Okay, yeah, Dad, we can talk about all the business stuff, but now that I'm a dad, I see life differently. You're a son who wants to retire so you can hang out with your dad? That's like a life goal to me. My son wants to spend his life with me, you know, like golfing, you know? And so I was like, how did that happen? Because that doesn't happen by accident. And he was like, wow, that's a great question. He was like, well, I saw my uncle, you know, had all of his businesses, and he was always saying yes to his businesses and no to his family. And he, I mean, is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but doesn't have his kids. And then he was like, I saw my dad build his company, and it was very successful, and he's retired, and they're doing just fine to where, you know, they can just retire and golf all day long, okay? But he was like, but my dad always chose me. And he was at every game. He was at every baseball game. There was this consistency that his dad had. It was like, whenever I didn't have the choice, I chose you. Whenever I did have the choice, I chose you. And it didn't matter. One of the things as I was thinking about this, when it comes to this consistency piece, I think, one, this parallels to our relationship with God. I think there can be these moments where it's like, okay, God, I need you to show up clutch. And like, God does a great job showing up clutch. But I don't want the only time I put a demand on his presence to be like in time of like emergency. I want, you know, like in my own life to be like this consistent demand of his presence. But I was thinking also this through as a leader. And there are people around you and leaders around you that whenever you like, you need them, like they show up and they're awesome. And I think that's really, really important. But I also think you need people to have that same consistency to when I don't need you, you still show up. And I think a lot of times you can think, oh, I'm going to be an all-star when you need me. You can count on me. Thank you. But are you there when I can't, when I don't need to count on you? Do you have that same consistency as a leader? And I think, yeah, man, nail it whenever we got to be awesome, man, be awesome. But I think if you can nail it when they don't need you to be awesome, but you're still awesome, I think you gain respect as a leader. Okay, the final two, number five, how to gain respect as a leader is you add value to others. You add value to others. John Maxwell talks about this in some of his other leadership principles, okay? But I just think everybody's wanting to grow. In our church family, serve team, as you run your businesses and your companies and you're leading your family, everybody wants to grow. And you're going to want to be around people that do not subtract from you. But you want to be around people that are going to add to you. And I think if you're the kind of leader that is looking to add, you will automatically build respect. And I don't think this has to be rocket science, okay? I think this can be just simple awareness of the Holy Spirit speaking. It's kind of like on a Sunday when it comes to the lobbies. It's like there's like people everywhere, and it's like, you know, you can kind of be like a puppy dog, and you're like, well, you want to meet everybody, you know? Or you can also be like, hey, God, highlight to me. I'm trusting you, Lord, to highlight to me 10 people, 5 people that I can have like have real impact, that you're speaking to them about their next step of their life, and I'm going to be confirmation to what you're already doing. I think it can be the same in every single one of our relationships. Holy Spirit, I'm about to have this coffee with the person. How can I add value to their life? Holy Spirit, I get to walk down the hallway with this person as we're going from one meeting to another. How can I add value to their life, okay? Final one. The final one here, and this was like, I don't know, maybe the most encouraging or discouraging one of them all. John Maxwell, how to gain leadership, how to gain respect as a leader. And he was like, just pure leadership ability. Thanks, John. But let me say this, though. Let me say this, okay? Jesus, whenever he was talking to his disciples, okay, Jesus, this is Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. Many of you already know this verse. Jesus, though, whenever he was like describing a great leader, right? And as you hear that, when it can be challenged, because like, oh man, do I have that? Jesus, the best leader. I mean, like if Jesus was here talking and he was like, hey guys, I'm going to give you a key, okay? I'm going to give you a key on how to be the best leader you could probably ever be, okay? I designed you. I created you. I made you. Like I set all this up for this one thing on leadership. How do you be a great leader? Yeah. Everybody would be like, Jesus, tell me, please. Yeah. Conferences would be packed out. I mean, like, but we have it already. Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. But he is greatest among you shall be your servant. You want to be a leader and you want to gain respect with your team. You're like, you're 19-year-old and you're leading 40-year-olds. Okay, and but you want to gain respect, you serve. I remember there was this moment whenever we started the Oak Cliff campus and, you know, like stepping into, you know, like a campus pastor role was really big shoes. It still is really big shoes. And I'm like, man, Pastors Onika, they're like the best pastors on the planet. And so like, I got to be that, you know, for Oak Cliff. And I just remember being like, you know, okay, Lord. And I remember asking them, like, how do I, like, gain some of this influence, you know, like, and for people to see me as a pastor and all this stuff. And I just remember Pastor Onika just said, you serve them. You serve them. You serve them. You serve them. You just consistently serve and lay down your life for them. They'll see how much you love and care for them. And so I think there's so much on the horizon for our church family. I actually think the influence that God has for us as a church family, listening online, whether you're in the room, I think the influence that God has for us, this respect piece is going to be really, really important because more and more people are going to be looking at us as leaders saying, hey, Shoreline City, what's going on here? So this value and leadership attribute of respect is really, really important. It's also not impossible to grow in. And as we grow in influence, let's make sure that we also grow in respect and in character and consistency. That's it, y'all. I love y'all so much.